Sixth Berg of Mavshirim, Seventh Mishnah, Engel, Loi Mitamim, Loi Mavshirim. These things are not considered Mashkim, the Namakabal Tume, the Namakshir, as they are human sweat. So this is a Chiddush. You would have thought that just like saliva is considered water, so too sweat is considered water. Well, that's not the case. Api Aloha. Alecha Sucho. This is some pus that comes out from a wound or some type of phlegm. Re'i, that's excrement. Vadam ayitzi moim, even if the blood is mixed into them, it also is not considered a mashke in respect to the halachic status of mashke. Mashke min shmoina, a liquid that comes out of a baby that was stillborn in the eighth month of its pregnancy. In other words, it's something that will never, died before it was able to be a fully grown fetus. And therefore, even the blood inside of it is not considered mashka. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, the blood is of this fetus is considered blood. The person who drinks water from Tveria, natural springs in Tveria, even though they come out clear, in other words, causes him to have loose bowels and his bowels come out clean, that water that comes out is not considered water, even if a person has an irritable bowel. And liquids are coming out from the back is not considered a mashke. The blood that comes out when somebody shechts non-kosher animals and birds, which is really not a shechita, but it is the blood that comes out at the time of the death of the creature of a dama kozel lefua. If someone lets blood for medicinal purposes, Rabbi Lezer, at the time of the Eila, Rabbi Lezer says these are considered a mashke, even though they're not edible by Jews. And the damakaza wasn't even done for the purpose of drinking it. But it was taken out for use. Rabbi Shimon, that some milky liquid that comes out of the male, it's not clear exactly what this is. But if it happens, the male has milk, then it is not considered milk.